Jesus is here with his heart exposed. He says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today I speak openly, plainly, for all to understand. Where souls are at stake, I can no longer clothe the truth in mildness. I spoke the message of holy love when I was in the world. It is each one's responsibility to live the message of holy love. Holy love is a divine law and the way in which each soul is to be judged. This responsibility does not stop at the door of any high official, of anyone held in esteem, not even at the door of any chancery. Indeed, it is the solemn duty of leaders not only to live in holy love, but to openly encourage others to do so. To cast aspersions upon a ministry that is attempting to do this separates you from the will of God. Misinformation that anyone circulates about holy love, which turns souls away from this spiritual journey, is clearly the work of the father of lies. You must understand that your responsibilities rest in bringing souls to their salvation, not in opposing those who are attempting to do the same thing. When you sow disunity, the harvest you reap belongs to Satan. My brothers and sisters, each one of you has been placed in a certain station of life in the present moment, through God's will and His divine providence. Do not use any present moment or misuse the position Providence has placed you in to oppose my work in this mission. For each one is called to live in holy love. Today I'm extending to you my blessing of divine love.